Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lions roll, Lions win. Lions in first place after a 34-10 victory against Cleveland.
It's awesome. And I don't know that there were many Lions fans. There were some that thought, hey, after 4 weeks, we could be sitting here. But after week one, it was all hands on deck, you know, trying to talk people off of the ledge.
Doesn't it feel like they played Green Bay like 3 months ago now?
It does, because both teams have gone in completely opposite directions. It's Detroit has fixed everything, or at least they have addressed some issues,
yeah,
and they're on the rise. And Green Bay, I mean, they're a completely different team on the road.
Detroit hasn't given up a sack in three straight games. So, I mean, that's a huge headline. It's the first time in franchise history they've gone three straight games without giving up a sack. And they just faced Myles Garrett and arguably the best front in the NFL, certainly on the short list. And it wasn't even like a banner day for the offense. They ran for 3.8 yards a carry. Goff threw for like a 160. And they won going away. On a day where you don't even have 300 yards of offense, you win by three scores. You're a complete football team. Like, we're getting into last year's mode now, where they're a machine. And it's not will they win, but by how many will they win by. It definitely feels like last year. Maybe they're even better, John. I know with the schedule, they're certainly going to have chances to prove it.
Well, it's your complete team when your defense creates turnovers, you score on special teams, and when those turnovers don't turn into points defensively, but you could turn them into points against a good defense, when you could take advantage of momentum, of field position, and capitalize on it, that's where you become a really good team against a defense like Cleveland. You can say whatever you want about their offense and Joe Flacco and, you know, bringing in Dylan Gabriel at the end. That's a really good defense. And your numbers are not going to be anywhere near what you normally put up against a defense like that.
So what stood out to me yesterday was the special teams. And Dan Campbell has constantly said he's going to have good special teams. The return's obvious, okay? But against a good defense, those are the things that make winning a game like that easy. Jake Bates made his 58-yarder. Their kicker missed their 50-plus. And I know Jack Fox pinned him inside the five once. But just good tackling. And I'll tell you what gets you in trouble against a bad team or a team that has a lukewarm offense is allowing them to score on special teams. Allowing them to have a big play on special teams. I think special teams is one of the reasons why they very rarely the last 2 years have lost to bad teams.
Because you don't open the door.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And those plays, we've seen it in the NFL in the first 4 weeks now, a special teams touchdown on a blocked punt, a blocked field goal. Dan Campbell was asked about it pregame by Dan Miller, and they did emphasize all the little things on special teams. It doesn't slip through the cracks with this coaching staff.
No, and if you can get, you know, 7 points out of your special teams, and I'm not talking about field goals. I'm just talking about, you know, kickoff return, punt return. And as a punt team, if you can pin even just once, if you pin an offense like Cleveland inside the five, then offensively you're thinking we're going to get the ball back at a minimum somewhere around midfield.
What stood out to you? And are you feeling like it's last year all over again? That this team is seemingly untouchable? We're going to have a lot of these victory Mondays. Ticketek says, let's pump the brakes a bit. The Bears and Browns are two of the worst teams in the league, and the Ravens might have the worst defense in the league. I want to see what they do against a real opponent.
Okay, so what team has the best defense along with a really good offense? Like, there are imperfections in every team that the Lions are going to play. So you can't just sit there and say, oh, well, you know, that was a bad team. That was, going into the game, one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, in a number of defensive categories. And you put up 34 on them?
There are only two undefeated teams left in the NFL. Lions aren't going to play the Bills this year.
Nope.
They will play the Eagles in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football, I think, right?
Yes, and the Eagles did look good against Tampa yesterday.
Yeah, they let Tampa back in, but they slammed the door shut. Look, I just don't know what we're doing here. The Lions are beating people by multiple touchdowns, and we're just supposed to, like, downplay it?
Yeah.
I don't understand that mentality. I truly don't. Well, and, like, the Baltimore thing, Baltimore, I think, still got to win their division and make the playoffs, for what it's worth. I mean, they got to get healthy on defense, but Detroit bullied them, and I think the after effects were pretty clear when you watched them play yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And their losses are to Buffalo, Detroit, in Kansas City. Now, if they start messing around and they're losing to Cleveland and Cincinnati and their division's up for grabs, that's a different conversation. Some text on the Lions. Didn't we have questions about their defense going into the season? Not right now, LFG, Matt and Novi. This team's loaded, firing on all cylinders. Great team, automatic cover every week, just like last year. Let's go. Double-digit disco, baby. The best moment was Raymond returning the punt for a touchdown. He ran like a gazelle. Great job, Leaf. Guys, can we build the statue for Amon-Ra right next to Barry? The guy always shows up in big games and goes to the next level.
Well, it's big games and big moments, but let's not call this a big game. Let's take it for what it is. It is a Cleveland Browns team that I think most people believe they're going to be picking in the top three. I mean, I don't think that's a stretch. And they are coming off a win against Green Bay. But we don't know what Green Bay is on the road. Completely different team than they are at home. So he does come up in big moments.
Tech says, I like that we're talking about a meaningless win versus the terrible Browns instead of the Tigers in the playoffs, because we know the Tigers didn't deserve to make it and will be blown out Tuesday and Wednesday.
Hold on. Did they win more games than Houston?
Yes.
Okay, so they deserve to make it.
Correct.
It may not feel like it by the way they ended the season, but you know, you count them up at the end after 162, and if I'm not mistaken, they won more games than other teams that were trying to make the playoffs. So they, by definition, earned it.
Yeah, second half of the statement, if you don't think they're going to win in the first round in Cleveland, I understand that. But to say they don't deserve to be here?
Yeah.
We deserve, it's not college football playoff committee time. You don't go based on how you feel about a team at the end of the year. We keep score. We take standings over 162.
Mm-hmm. And they
had the head-to-head with Houston.
Yeah, okay, they didn't technically win more games than Houston, but against Houston, they won those games.
Yeah, they get in with the tiebreaker. Every single one of those games mattered. Now, in terms of forecasting them, look, we got today is a victory Monday. The NFL's king. The Lions won. The Lions are going to get a lot of airtime today. The Tigers don't play today.
No.
We'll make some time for them and certainly talk about them on Tuesday and Wednesday, and if necessary, Thursday. To the point about how they finished the season, John, they went 7-17 in the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Bob Nightingale. It's the worst record in the final month of a season by a playoff team since the World Series began in 1903. Not how you want to be playing at the end of the season.
Nope. But what's their record now?
As AJ would tell us,
0-0.
And yeah, try to get him on this week ahead of their playoffs. Ticket text. Good morning. I want to apologize to Hank Fraley and the offensive line. I was out on the interior after game one. Happy to be wrong.
Well, you weren't wrong after game one. After game one, they were bad. They were a bottom five versus a top five. And I'm not going to sit here and say they're a top five offensive line right now, but they're trending in that direction versus the other.
John, I'm curious if you would agree with this text. Detroit hasn't given up a sack the last three games because Jared Goff is incredibly smart at dumping the ball off to the ground whenever there's trouble. It looks terrible, but it's effective.
Yes, that's part of the equation. It's his pocket presence where it may seem like a small deal, but when you know Taylor Decker is going up against Myles Garrett and your seven-step drop, you know you may have to shorten your steps up a little bit. And Jared Goff does that. If you have to step up in the pocket just a little bit. Now, I know he got hit. There was a long pass to J-Mo where he gets hit and the ball pulls way left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, it's not a clean pocket. And, are the results different if Taylor Decker is able to give him just that little bit extra? Yes, but Jared Goff is a very high-level quarterback when it comes to the mental side of things, and he doesn't care if he throws it into the ground to Sam Laporta just because he's trying to ground the ball. I'm not going to put the ball at risk and try and force something. I'm going to go ahead and ground this ball because we'll live to fight another down.
I'll give you another example of a guy, and it plays the position very differently than Jared Goff, but the same principle applies. You're on a loaded roster. Don't lose the game. Jalen Hurts didn't complete a pass in the second half yesterday. I think it was 0 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't thrown a pick in like 200-plus passes. Now, he has a lot more elusiveness in the pocket, yep. But the principle remains. Don't F it up. You got a really good offense. You got playmakers everywhere. Live to fight another down. Jared Goff embodied that yesterday with a tough matchup with Cleveland, and Hurts has done that a lot, and the Eagles are the only undefeated team left in the NFC. So don't beat yourself. You got a good team. Tex says, y'all beat three dumpster fires and you think you're better than last year? Talk about an overreaction.
Okay, whatever.
Let's freaking go. Solid team. My main concern is J-Mo. Pair of drops yesterday. Another one says, I hate to be the cold water. Why did we overpay J-Mo?
The one that was down the left sideline where he's looking over his right shoulder and then he switches over to his left shoulder, that would have been a tough catch. Should have caught it. Especially when I thought the same thing. You're paid to make that catch. And he didn't.
Is this a real text? Maybe Goff should spend more time practicing throwing the long ball with J-Mo instead of doing auto commercials.
Oh, come on.
They'll never go away.
They win by 24 points. I get another text. All they did is beat a bad team. By 24 points! That's not enough for people? Should have won by 50. Bunch of frauds.
They showed John Morton in the booth at least three times yesterday. I thought that was a problem after the Packer game.
And this text wants to know if I cashed in my division lock for the Tigers. Thank you.
Yeah, real quick, what are we going to do about this?
This is a Victory Monday. I don't want to sour the day. We'll address that maybe tomorrow before they take the field.
Does he get an out because they still got in the playoffs?
Sure.
You think this audience is going to give me an out?
Yeah. Okay, so that would make Jim Costa equal to Scott Harris. You just get an out after making grand proclamations.
I don't think Harris should get a pass, and I don't think I should get a pass. I was wrong. Look, you say stuff for a living. You're going to be wrong. I saw what Old Takes Exposed was putting out the video from our show in June. I saw it. I'm aware. People tagged me in it. I was wrong.
Mm.
I was wrong, John. Does that make you happy to hear me say it? I was wrong.
It does. It's not even. I'm not going to hide it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, back to your phone calls in a moment. Through 4 weeks, Scott Anderson, the Detroit Lions lead the NFL in scoring. Most points per game. Now, what gives them the nod over Buffalo, I think they have 4 points more than Buffalo, is a special teams touchdown by Khalif Raymond, which isn't a reflection of your offensive success, but your overall ability to get the ball into the end zone. And Buffalo does not have a return for a touchdown. So, it appears through 4 weeks, which is not, you know, the be-all, end-all, but a sample size enough to maybe start to concern ourselves less with the loss of Ben Johnson, or even more so Frank Ragnow, which I was concerned would be a bigger loss than Ben Johnson. Scott, through 4 weeks, I would say that our worst fears about what could happen to the offense are alleviated. Now, how good they can be over the long haul, you know, it's not a time for victory lap that they haven't lost their fastball yet. In fact, yesterday probably wasn't their best offensive game they've ever had. It was fine. It was certainly enough. And against that defense, you got to respect the Browns defense. So it's not all like, oh, the Lions stink or anything like that. Scott, I think the Lions offense just might be okay.
I'm not worried about it. My fears have been pretty much alleviated. I don't know if it's 100%, but it's pretty damn close to 100%. I no longer am concerned about the Ben Johnson factor. I think this whole thing all along, what we're being shown is it's the Dan Campbell factor. And it's his offense. Ben Johnson helped add to it. And now you got Johnny Morton. He's helping to add to it. And he's been a part of it. And it's Jared Goff's offense. You know, Jared Goff is, he's been the quarterback of this whole thing. And the second touchdown pass he threw to Amon-Ra St. Brown yesterday, Dan Campbell made a point to say afterwards, he goes, That was all Jared Goff.
Yep.
He got to the line of scrimmage. He changed the play. He changed the coverages. He knew exactly what was there, what was going to work. He found his guy, and we got in the end zone.
So when he was at the line of scrimmage, you could see him barking some things out, looked like he was changing the play. And yes, Dan Campbell yesterday called it next level stuff. I can't wait to ask him about it tomorrow. Like, what did he see? What made him call that play? And, you know, take us through that play from beginning to end, because Goff is clearly as good pre-snap as any quarterback I can remember to wear the Honolulu blue and silver. But anyway, so the offense, okay, leads the NFL in scoring after 4 weeks. Defensively, the Detroit Lions, looky here, they lead the NFL in quarterback sacks after 4 weeks. So, again, there's a lot of season to be played, and yet the Dan Campbell line from back at the beginning of the season, we're good, that he said to our morning show when asked about why not add another player. Yep. Like, I think it was a specific Za'Darius Smith question. Right now, they look pretty good. Again, not victory laps yet, but that doesn't appear to be a weakness.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, some of the sacks that happened yesterday, I think a little bit of coverage
I mean, a little bit of Browns too.
Yeah, a little bit of Browns and
two tackles
and
out.
Joe Flacco. Yeah, but nonetheless, every game is going to present different challenges. Some easier than others. Mm-hmm. Get after him, and they have. Hutchinson has 4 sacks on the season now. Al-Qaeda Muhammad has 3.5. He's right behind him, and that's you want the bookends. Well, the bookends are playing well. What's really surprised me is now we're 4 games into the season. If I look at a position group, and if I were to label a position group that I think is either underrated, undervalued, or I just think is outstanding and we're not given enough credit, it's the linebackers. What Jack Campbell, Alex Anzalone, Derek Barnes, and Trevor Nowoski have done has been pretty impressive. Nowoski and Jack Campbell are two guys that when they get their hands on you, you're going nowhere. You are not getting another yard. They are taking you down. Campbell was mauling guys in the game yesterday. It was really impressive to see, this guy's going to, if he gets through his tackle, he's not getting through that tackle. Who was that? Oh, that's Jack Campbell. Yeah, that's what I expect. You know, and even we talked about the two plays that Zach Cunningham played last week on Monday night that were impactful. At least one of them was very impactful. Unfortunately, he's out for a little bit. But that play was impactful, and it's another linebacker. They'll get Malcolm Rodriguez back hopefully at some point this year, and we'll see what kind of contribution he's going to make to this team. But the linebacking core is pretty solid. Alex Anzalone had to go into coverage on a play yesterday. The ball thrown downfield looked like it was going to be caught, and he closed the gap and made a defensive play on it, and the receiver was unable to hang on to the football.
So, you know, and again, I said some of it's the Browns. The previous week, the Browns played the Green Bay Packers. The Packers sacked Joe Flacco twice. Micah Parsons had no sacks. This week, the Lions sacked Joe Flacco 3 times. Aiden Hutchinson had 2 sacks. Does it mean the Lions have the best pass rush in the NFL? Probably not. But what it does mean is this does not appear to be an immediate concern. It doesn't appear to be a fire that needs to be put out, right? It is something that is trending in a positive direction, so we shall see what happens next. Gator, after 3 or 4 weeks, the Lions' defense is 11th in total D and 15th in scoring D. How do you feel about the defense?
I think it's still a work in progress because of the secondary. I think that's the issue. Like I said, about the linebackers, I think they're outstanding. I like the pass rush has been disruptive so far. And we're seeing Tyleek Williams make some plays every week, which is great. DJ Reader's playing at a high level. The defensive line looks good. Brian Branch hits everything. And I love watching Brian Branch. Kirby Joseph is making plays like he did last year. He's not a fluke. The corners have been the problem. And just when you start to get behind DJ Reed, he goes down with a hamstring injury.
Right.
Let's hope it's just a hammy and it's nothing more than that. We'll find out later this week what that is. But it doesn't look good, particularly for a player who plays a position where you need to be fast, and hamstring injuries are those things that linger. They're really difficult and tricky to manage. And then you have Terrion Arnold, who has struggled all season long, and he left the game yesterday too with a shoulder injury. We'll see how serious that is. They don't think it's as serious, but nonetheless, it's a shaky secondary right now because the corners are out. The depth of the cornerback position is vitally important. They already have Rakestraw out, so now you're asking guys that used to be starters in this league to step in and do it again, and also to find other alternatives. They have to get better with that group in particular.
Let's go to Jim in Utica. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Doug Gator.
What's up?
I'm going to play my card next to you with the champ, Detroit Lions. In particular, number 11, Khalif Raymond.
Yeah, awesome. Yep.
Not only for the return, he seemed to add some juice to the team, you know, give him that little extra push. I heard you talking about the Goff changing the play at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Was that the touchdown pass for like 2 yards?
It was the second.
3 yards?
No, it was a second touchdown pass to Amon-Ra. I think it was 8 yards.
It looked like a wide receiver screen, and he bounced outside and up the sideline into the end zone.
I was thinking about that shorter pass.
No, the one where he was wide open, no, it wasn't that play.
Good play call.
On that play, I believe Raymond was the guy that you know, they call it a pick play, right? One guy goes this way, and it looked like watching it on TV, like he acted like he stumbled, but he clearly got in the defender's way, and it was legal, and Amon-Ra was wide open, and the rest was history.
Yeah.
So only the punt.
It was a well-executed play, yes, and within the rules. I always kind of struggle with those plays, what's in the rules and what isn't, but they apparently did it clean.
Yep, and every team does it, and I'm sure we defend against it.
Yeah. And your chump?
Our on that September free fall on Witherall Street, the Detroit Tigers. Just the fact that they had such a good chance of getting in with the best record and stuff, and they just – but at least – it was just a free fall.
It was. It was brutal to see the way to see them play the way they did down the stretch. It was obviously not ideal, but the fact that they made the playoffs, it's an accomplishment. And now they have to play in the first round. It's a two-game, you know, best of three, I guess. I should say against Cleveland. I wouldn't want it any other way at this point. Cleveland at Cleveland. I want to beat Cleveland so bad. It's a personal thing.
I want a first round bye and then beat
Cleveland. Okay, great. But I just want to beat Cleveland. I don't like Cleveland.
No.
I've got a real healthy disdain for them right now. You talked last week about how you've now, as much as we like Stephen Kwan as a player, not anymore. It's going to become the most irritating player in baseball. Every year somebody new crops up, and this year it's going to be Stephen Kwan because of all the little things that he does. I want the Tigers to badly beat the Guardians.
248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback, your champ and chump votes, thoughts on the Lions and Tigers. Tigers' expectations feel awfully low going into the postseason. Lions' expectations are really high. Boy, it's amazing how far they've come since that loss to Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm not going there. All right. It's a Monday. We've got a lot of ground to cover before what the hell is on tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What is happening? I can't keep up. Lions review. Pistons Daily.
Lions Review.
Wings.
And then the Wings preseason game. And I play that because it is Ken Cal's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to one of the nicest people.
Happy birthday.
on earth. Ken Cal is a gentleman and a sweet man. It's a shame what this organization does to him with this product. He's such a lovely man, and he has to watch that dreck on a nightly basis. Poor Ken. Let's dive in. So we're going to start with Lions, and we'll get to the Tigers at 3. And I have a bold Tiger declaration for you at 3 o'clock. We'll get to it. The Lions, I can't figure you people out as fans. I listened to Rico and Cookies yesterday. I had a few errands to run. I thought you guys were positive. I thought you were confident. I didn't think it was out of control in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I appreciate that.
You sounded good, and you were more confident than him. And you're like, no, I do think they will they'll cover the number, and they'll win by double digits. Jim has a little bit of disco PTSD.
Yes.
But he said they're winning the game. And obviously, I do the football show on Sunday nights with Jim. And Jim's telling me he's getting peppered with people. Oh, you didn't believe in us. Oh, how'd that work out? They covered the nut. And it's like, this fan base is weird. So then I get up this morning and I'm listening to the morning show a little bit. My morning routine. Mm-hmm. Rico, people on the other side of it calling in and going, Lions haven't played anyone. I'm going, wait a second. A week ago, you went to Baltimore and detonated them. You caved their house in. Mm-hmm. So I can't figure this fan base out, because here's where I'm at the quarter pole. For all intents and purposes, we're at the quarter pole.
Oh, right? No, we are, yeah.
We're 4 weeks
into this.
Because
tonight's game don't count.
No, this is all garbage. You're 4 weeks in. All this football team has done is get better every week. The offensive line has gotten better every week. And we're a lot more comfortable with a lot of the issues, whether it's the coordinators, whether it's right now defensively, although I still have concerns about this defense, but we'll leave it to the side. The point is, 4 weeks in, I'm happy. They're 3-1. They've played really well. Week one was a blip on the radar. You feel like if you played the Pack today at Ford Field, you'd beat them. And I feel like, okay, you've re-entered the Super Bowl chat, that it's you and Philly. Because, again, your resume is what you do. Green Bay can't put what they've done the last 2 weeks on tape and maintain status. So I can say it's the Lions and the Eagles. But it feels like it's never good enough for this fan base. And I want to just caution people on something. I want to hearken. I want you to hearken. Hearken to last year. How'd that go for you? All the hubris, all playing slap and tickle, all getting mad at people because, you know, blowouts. And if you don't say they're going to blow somebody out your bed, how did it work out? It is a week-to-week league. You know what the Lions did this week? Played comprehensively one of the three best football games I watch. Are the Browns good? No. Their defense is. And look, it's always fun when you get to play in other teams' backup tackles.
It is.
But bottom line, your offense wasn't very good, but your special teams and defense picked up the slack. That's what Super Bowl teams do. I'm happy. But I guess you can't just be happy unless you scream blowouts to the sky, or you got a weird part of the fan base dumping on the team. Well, they haven't played anybody. Part of the reason Baltimore's bad is you caved their skull in.
Yes. These are all true of what you said, Mike. But
sorry.
No. I love the fact that you did a double hearken. I think when you look at this fan base, maybe this is a good problem to have, but I think this fan base is now stuck in really good purgatory. Hear me out. You're good. You're really good. But you have nothing to show for it. So, yes, you're almost – I don't want to even put this on there because I have way too much respect for Dan Campbell. So, please, this is not an indictment on Dan Campbell, my example. But it's almost like Penn State football. You beat up on everybody, but when it comes to the money time, you haven't won that game yet to get you over the top. So that's why you have some fans who say, yep, all we do is win. And then you have other fans say, yeah, but we don't beat the right teams at the right time. We don't have any trophies in the trophy case. Now, Dan Campbell is not James Franklin. Please, people, hear me out. I'm saying I think for the fan base, that's how you see it. It's a good problem to have. It's like, Mike, you and I would love to have Penn State's problem for Michigan State. Like, yeah, we just can't beat the top 10 teams. We can't beat anybody right now.
I actually think I'd be driven to insanity. I think I'd rather just be State and be gum on the bottom of a shoe.
But I think for Lions fans, there are some who I've seen the 15-2. I've seen the double-digit disco. Show me a Super Bowl or be quiet.
Well, and that's like I love it, it's like eternal receipt keeping. And what fans don't realize is what works today might be dead in 2 weeks. It is about 14 weeks from now. Now, if you want me to say, do I think Dan Campbell, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, could be discussed as the best coach in the league? Yes. And he's also, how about this? Guys who have won Super Bowls, if you want to put them in a separate pile, he's the best guy without a Super Bowl in football. He's superb. Why? That was a letdown spot. Short week, road game in Baltimore, emotional, big performance. And they came home, and they're able to do what Super Bowl teams do. Offense isn't having a good day today. Other team gets paid too, but the offense wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Defense and special teams rise up. We're going to force turnovers. We're going to have a special teams touchdown. We're going to do what we need to do. Rico, you and the Eagles are you guys and the Eagles, your team's a real, oh boy.
Smoke and mirrors.
Detroit and Philly were the only two teams yesterday that I felt comprehensively played that Super Bowl type game. And look, we're 4 weeks in. Do I feel better about the coordinators today than July? Of course I do. Do I feel better about the O-line? The O-line's the surest thing I have. That as long as these five guys are healthy, which, by the way, is going to be rare. Well, look around the league. Very few teams have their five linemen.
No, it's not. Because this team, let's talk with David, pre-show. Nothing ever happens. They will be fine. They will go through.
Well, defensively, they've taken injuries now.
I don't know what pack
they
made.
But we got to see about Terry. We got to see about DJ Reed.
No, offensively.
Oh, yeah. No, they're a machine.
I don't know what pack they've made, but like these guys, Teflon.
Well, they made the same pack with the devil that Old Balls did over there. Aaron Rodgers. They're going to win that damn division.
He's pointing old to balls. Me. I'm like, oh, man, I'm Old Balls now? Wow.
No, not
David,
you.
Old Balls Hall.
No. I was talking about A-Rodge. But no, I would love to know where people are at with the Lions, because at the quarter poll, I feel like now I can start to view it as, okay, we're back to last season of the same hopes and aspirations. I still think they're going to need help defensively. You can poo-poo that. You can laugh at it. You do whatever the hell you want. I'm just telling you, you're not winning the Super Bowl with Pat O'Connor or Aquadine, Minty Fresh, Muhammad starting for you opposite Aiden Hutchinson. I think you need help. Oh, but we did. Yeah, exactly. Backup tackle disco. Spare me. Show me against real offensive lines and real teams. Now, what you did in Baltimore comprehensively was fabulous.
No, but see, Mike, therein lies the paradox. Because Baltimore was this great team, but now they don't look great anymore.
And you're part of the reason they don't look great. And now I'm counting that as a big win, and you're not going to take it from me.
But
how dare you?
Okay, but here's the good news.
How dare you?
Here's the good news. If Baltimore was a good win, then that means you get a chance to really show how good you are when you go to Kansas City.
I have no problem with that. Even though I don't think the Chiefs are world beaters, here's the bottom line. Maybe in life, you're the hammer or the nail. Right now, the Lions are the hammer.
Right.
Okay? That's the side of it you want to be. Because if I'm Kansas City, I'm worried about the Lions coming to town.
Right. But for Lions fans, and let's put it like this, Mike, even if they go out there, they beat Kansas City, they go on the road, they beat the Commanders, they beat the Eagles, they beat Aaron Rodgers, they beat the Cowboys, they beat everybody.
None of it matters until the playoffs.
And there it is.
I'm
fans
with you.
Have now reached that point where the regular season, yeah, it's great, but I need you to do it when money's on the line, when it's
win or
go home.
But I just think it's so strange how fans have this unrealistic standard of like, oh, we're going to blow everybody out. Dude, the NFL, did the Bills blow out the Saints?
No.
Hey, how'd that Charger game work out? How'd the Packer game work out? You don't just casually lay 10 points in this league.
I'd like to apologize to the gentleman yesterday pre-show that I said take the Chargers in his Survivor League.
And you know what? Kirby Smart wants to apologize to Kenny.
Don't even get me started.
Kick the field goal.
But there are certain times where, yeah, like yesterday, Mike, it was no hyperbole. I'm like, this Browns team can't score. you can score. You'll do enough to beat them by the double digits. You will cover. This is a game where you can sit back and relax.
Right, but to turn Costa into a hater because he goes, you know what? Look, they're going to win. I'm just not sure they're going to blow somebody out. No, winning is the goal.
Right.
There's no team in the league whose standard is, well, we're going to blow everybody out. That's not real. Well, and to your point, the only thing that matters is to have the performances you're hoping for in January. Otherwise, this is all for naught.
And the Costa thing is hilarious because I'm like, dude, you're the biggest Lions fan that I know. And because you're not saying they're not going to win by double digits, they're not going to cover. They will win, but not cover. And they turned on him like, dude. Because I surprised him. I didn't tell him what I was going to say. I'm like, dude, I didn't mean to have everybody come after you like that.
But why go after him? He's the biggest Lions fanboy there is. This is where the fan base confuses me. Because I'm happy after yesterday. I don't know how anyone's angry at anyone. I don't get it. But ultimately, like, take the joy that if you have a game and you win a game, it's a success in this league. Look, it'd be different if the Lions were doing the cardiac cat routine that the Bucks did the first 3 weeks. And we talked about it. Like, I love Baker Mayfield, but you can't keep asking your quarterback to rescue you every week late. They're not playing good enough football. That's a different conversation. The Lions have gotten better every week. And it's like the fan base, if you want someone to attack, I don't know what to tell you. It shouldn't be Costa. Good Lord, the guy drinks blue Kool-Aid. Facts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.